Beyond the peach trees, the summer festivals, the green spaces and museums, Atlanta, like all major cities, has an underbelly, a dark and cruel syndicate revolving around the business of human trafficking. There are a number of initiatives at the civic level aimed at raising awareness. The Center for Civil and Human Rights just opened an art exhibit at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport called Freedom Expressions ATL. Tracy Merle is one of 11 artists with work on view in Concourse E. She joined producer Gabby Watts to talk about her pieces, each of which conveys a different type of human trafficking.
There's the organ trafficking, has a young man with a kidney scar. There's the one on international surrogacy, which has a pregnant woman. The one that made the banner, the child with hands folded over her knees, speaks to the fact that over 300,000 children are trafficked in the U.S. annually. And then the one with the little boy is giving you information that human trafficking affects men, women, children. It's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. Those are all images that were pulled offline, usually Getty images, like particularly one of the little boy. I searched for days. I was like, I need a high quality image of this because this speaks to what I'm trying to say.
You also have text then written on top of them. So what is that text?
In my research, so there's two parts of the research. There was the images that were very powerful. So I had a whole file of images that I felt spoke to the theme, the topic. Then there's tons of articles and texts. And I stumbled upon a website called the Global Black Market and has chilling statistics on it. They're pretty real time. They would list what it would cost if you wanted to buy a child in a different country or if you wanted to buy a kidney in a different country. And then other sites that are doing human trafficking work, they would list statistics. So it was a research project. And when I was trying to compose each image, one didn't work as well without the other. So I started incorporating them together. And it just hit me like, this is what you want to present. Because as you walk closer to them, because at first from a distance, you know something is going on. And as you get closer, you're like, oh, those are words. Wait a minute, what are those words saying? Kidney, $47 in Bangladesh. Oh, wow, $250,000 here. I mean, it just really hits home to the fact that we're talking about human organs.
So human trafficking, sex trafficking, it's all about exploitation, taking a body and exploiting it. And then as an artist, though, you are taking it as a subject. So how do you sort of express the idea of human trafficking creatively without exploiting your subjects?
That's a very good question. That was something that was very important to me. There are a lot of images that I rejected because I felt it would be sending a mixed message. And the piece where I'm talking about the human organs, I used a young man who had basically been conned out of his kidney and he was showing a scar. But when you start reading the text, it lists what a buyer would pay and what a seller would sell the organ, but it has no information on what the donor would get. But I wanted to bring the human into the equation because that's sometimes taking out of it. So as much as possible, I tried to use real people that spoke to the theme in a way that was dignified. A lot of the images of women, and I rejected because I felt like those images are already used in the media in so many different ways, and I want to be very clear when I talk about the sex trafficking. The young lady that's used with the international surrogacy, I just showed her being pregnant and then filled it with what it costs to purchase children, babies on a global level, and hopefully that conveys the message something as universal as pregnancy is now being commodified and people are making a lot of money. And those who are actually doing the work are not. and they have been taken advantage of because of their impoverished station in life.
And as you were developing your pieces, what were some other considerations and questions that you had to keep coming back to in regards to your work?
I wanted to be global because this is a global problem. So when I was sourcing my images, I wanted the work to speak to whoever, wherever they're coming from, not just Americans, but because we have so many international travelers, I wanted them to see a piece and get it. I wanted them to have a slight, be a little ambiguous, not so in your face. My best friend is my first reactor. So I send everything to her, and depending on what her response is, I know I'm going in the right direction. So I kind of locked myself away for 2 days to work on this. I had paper everywhere. And when I felt that you got it, you're on something feeling, I sent her a PDF, and I was like, what do you think? This is for the human trafficking exhibition. And she hit me back, I love it. I think this is the most powerful work you've done.
And so obviously also as an artist, you have your own body of work. So was there any sort of elements that you took from the pieces that you usually make? Is there any connection between those and these?
And it's the silhouette. I use silhouettes for conversations, and I fill them with paint, photography, and now I fill them with words. When I was asked to submit work, the first thing I said, well, you know, none of my work actually addresses anything along this nature. And the curator, I said, you know what? I have faith. I see what you're developing. I'd started incorporating photography into my silhouettes, so I was exploring other ways of getting my message across versus just plain color. And so he freely gave me license.
So with these images and sort of with your silhouettes, you're asking these questions, and do you find that all of your work kind of has an affinity for social justice in a way?
It's moving towards that. I create work first and then try to figure out what I'm trying to say with it. And sometimes it's very clear, and sometimes it takes a long time. Then you're like, oh, that's what the message is. Oh, wow. It's moving towards having a meaning and a message, and I'm getting clearer and better at that. And this project's helped me get there. My earlier work has been very subtle, and you may get it, you may not get it. With these, I wanted there to be a level of discomfort, and that's new for me. I wanted things to be a little off. I want you to be pulled in just to investigate and be curious enough. And that's a step up for me.
What do you think is the point and the impact of having this exhibit at the airport?
It's a couple of things. There's new legislation that is allowing stiffer penalties for children that have been abducted or have been coerced into sex trafficking. And the face behind that. She was coerced, abducted at 17, and was in a sex trafficking industry and was rescued. And by being courageous enough to talk about it, she's actually changed legislation to where there's safe haven homes now for anyone to be rescued. And there's an 800 number that's set up. And with Delta and the airport and the Center for Civil and Human Rights, the campaign is to let people know that there is help that's out there. Because a lot of it is, we're not paying attention. We're in the airport. We're trying to actually make it to our gate to get on our plane as quickly as possible. But being in the atrium where people have a little bit of time to eat and spend a little time on the phone, these four podiums full of work gives the opportunity for people to contemplate the issue.
I could see also how it, you know, is a shock factor of like, oh, look, there's some work about trafficking.
What is that about? And not all the imagery is in your face, just beautiful paintings, but they may be next to ones that the subject is far more pronounced, the theme is more pronounced. So here you're looking at this beautiful painting, oh, like the colors are great, and I love this imagery and the composition, and then right around the corner on the next side, oh, wow, oh, this is about human trafficking. Or there's words, there's something that alerts you to something's going on, even if you look at one.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking about your pieces.
Thank you.
That was artist Tracy Morrell. Freedom Expressions ATL is on view in Concourse E at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport until July 22nd.